Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
One of my favorite things about the male experience is just sitting around with the bros and reminiscing about sports figures of the past. Sometimes women are confused by this. Hey, what'd you guys talk about? I mean, nothing really, you know? Like, you guys didn't catch up with each other's families? Like, no, he told me they were good. That's all I needed to know. I didn't need any other additional information. He told me that Sarah was good. I believe him. I didn't really pry. What'd you guys talk about? You can't really tell your wife that all you really did was sit around and talk about the 1997 Kansas Jayhawks. She won't believe you, but that's what happened. Rob and I today, for an unknown reason, were sitting around and we were watching 90s Nebraska highlights. That's what we were doing. For about 25 minutes, we watched the 94 Nebraska Cornhusker team that just ran through the Big 12. And then we watched the 95 team that also just ran through the conference, just blowing teams out, smoking teams left and right. And it's been a while since I've seen Tommy Frazier play that all of it started to make a lot of sense. I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I mean, I see how they didn't lose. You're telling me that their rush offense in the mid-90s were centered around Tommy Frazier, Lawrence Phillips, and Ahmad Green. That was their rushing attack. They averaged 400 yards rushing a game. 400!
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I mean, I can't think of anything more demoralizing than all they do is just run the option and you can't stop it. Either Tommy Frazier is going to keep it and make you look silly, or he's going to pitch it to a guy who's going to be a 10-year pro in the league, or another guy who probably would have been a 10-year pro in the league with a top five pick, but obviously had some issues off the field. Those teams used to terrorize all of our favorite teams. If you cheer for Missouri, Kansas, or K-State, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The whole 70s, 80s, and 90s, all Nebraska would do was BTA is what they would do. They would come into your stadium. They'd fill 60, 70%. They would thump your team and then go back home. That doesn't sound like a fun experience for anybody. So I saw a question today that popped up on my timeline, and the question was, name a player who doesn't have a Heisman Trophy that should have a Heisman Trophy. Well, before this little trip down memory lane that Rob and I went on, I would have told you the answer was Russell Wilson. I will always stand by Russell Wilson's last year of college football at Wisconsin. He threw 33 touchdown passes and had 4 interceptions. They lost their 2 games in the regular season on the final play of the game. Russell Wilson that year was the best player in college football and should have won the Heisman Trophy, but he didn't win it. I think I'm switching my answer to Tommy Frazier. How does Tommy Frazier not have a Heisman Trophy as the best player in college football in 1995? I know he got hurt in 94, so he was unable to finish the season. I mean, he probably was the best player in college football that year too, but I get you can't play in 4 games and win the Heisman Trophy. How did he not win it in 95? Who won the Heisman in 95 other than Tommy Frazier? Eddie George? Eddie George wasn't the best player in college football that season. I'm sure it was Tommy Frazier. So I wish retroactively I could go back and I'm giving Tommy Frazier the award. I want him to be the Heisman Trophy winner in 1995. That's how I'm answering the question after we went on our little journey.
I mean, Tommy Frazier is the, like, if you Google biggest snubs of all time, Tommy Frazier is number one. I got a couple other for you, though.
A lot of people might argue Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning's, Charles Woodson's one. I think Charles Woodson was basically Travis Hunter of his era, so people were like, oh, you got to give it to him. Do you know a little under-the-radar snub that happened? Jason White getting the Heisman and Larry Fitzgerald not is a travesty. Like, we wax poetically on this show about Randy Moss's 2007 season. Do you know that in college football, they played 12 games, by the way, in college football in 2003, Larry Fitzgerald had 22 touchdown catches? 22! He was averaging basically 2 touchdowns a game at Pitt. It was 1,600 yards. Larry Fitzgerald was a freak.
And to be honest, you're not even really telling the full story. He won the Triple Crown that year. He had the most catches of any receiver in college football. He had the most yards and most touchdowns. He averaged 128 yards a game in college. Insane. Now, I will say this. He did have a chance to go win the Heisman Trophy. Remember that game at the end of the year? They played Miami, and this is when Miami was loaded. And it was a, hey, if you do this against Miami, we will give you the Heisman Trophy. And he didn't play well in that game, and they didn't give it to him. So he at least had a chance. Not giving it to Jason White is kind of crazy. But that year, Miami held him to 3 catches for 26 yards. That's why he didn't win the Heisman that year.
Yeah, because he had, I don't even remember the quarterback at Pitt. It was some bum throwing him the ball. And that secondary full of pros, it was what, Antrell Roll? Was it Ed Reed at that time, or was it Sean Taylor? I can't remember. It may have been both. Phillip Buchanan's probably out there. That NFL All-Star team shut him down because his quarterback was me and you. Like, you're right. He had his moment, but the numbers are just eye-popping from Larry Fitzgerald.
I'm seeing people right now saying Michael Bishop should have won the Heisman in 1998.
That's a popular K-State theory.
I mean,
not wrong.
I mean, have we taken a look at what Ricky Williams did that year? Ricky Williams ran for 2,100 yards and 27 touchdowns. He averaged 6 yards a carry that year. Michael Bishop is a dog. Don't get me wrong. Them giving it to Ricky Williams, it wasn't the wrong decision to make back in 1998.
I will take the K-State fan stance here because it's actually similar to what we just talked about with Larry Fitzgerald. K-State fans will tell you Ricky Williams had a chance to solidify his Heisman campaign against Michael Bishop and against Kansas State, and he kind of stunk that day.
Let me look it up here. I just want to be
accurate. What I believe the lore of K-State fans is.
Let me look it up. This is 98, right? 98, we're arguing he should have won the Heisman in 98. We need to just have a random day where we just continue to do this. Now I can't find game logs on the page. I'll find it.
That is my understanding of K-State lore, is that K-State whooped up on Texas.
I'm sure they did.
Because that,
that's the one school they always whoop up on.
Also, that K-State team was really good because they whooped up on Texas. Ricky Williams was just average, and K-State fans feel like Big 12 best player quarterback Michael Bishop should have won the Heisman over Ricky Williams. That is the lore from Manhattan.
All right, somebody said we have to look up the year that Sam Bradford won the Heisman Trophy to see if he really deserved the Heisman or not. This is 2008. Yeah, no, this isn't. I got to check rushing touchdowns. Tim Tebow didn't even come in second that year. Bradford was one. Colt McCoy was two. Tebow was three. This is, remember when Texas Tech always just stayed with the quarterback? Graham Harrell was fourth that year. Graham Harrell had a season. Graham Harrell threw for 5,000 yards and 45 touchdowns in 2008. What a time. Shout out to Pat White. Pat White, he was seventh in Heisman voting that year. He had a year.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.